Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, Stevie Wiebe here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Liz Lee interview. A little background information on Liz. She used to be on an MTV reality show called My Life is Liz around 2010. I met her around the Los Feliz era, got her Instagram, and direct messaged her. My favorite topic in this episode is when we talked about the Masonic Temple in Hollywood, their supposed underground tunnel starting at where they filmed the Jimmy Kimmel show, and we're actually supposed to do our own investigation down there. She's got an interesting story, her being from Texas and all. I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Wiebe Show. How you doing there, Stan? You having a good time with Michael Jackson there? Hope you're having a good day. Oh, what the hell are you doing here, Cole? Huh? You want to play the piano tonight? You're usually over there. Okay, I'll let you play just for a couple seconds, okay? Say hi to the camera. Okay. You happy with that? Okay. We have a very special guest tonight, okay, ladies and gentlemen. We have Liz Lee's here tonight. Liz Lee! All right, give it up. George? Two more. 2, 3, clear it. Okay, thanks for coming tonight. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. That was beautiful.
Did you like it?
Yeah,
was it weird?
It was like a little moody. The song.
Well, yeah, I didn't play. It was Cole that played it.
Right.
Yeah, do you think? Yeah. I mean, he needs.
Well, I was talking to Cole. Yeah.
Okay, you're talking to Cole.
Yeah.
So Cole, like, you're not taking that personally, are you? She's actually complimenting you.
What was? I'm being honest.
Okay. Yeah. What was that, Cole? You know, I did get a dog named Kirby. He's not here. And Kirby and Cole don't get along well.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
But Kirby's actually getting enough courage now. He's actually like standing, like, you know, attacking Cole.
Good. Yeah.
So you're going to have to learn to live with Kirby in the future. Okay, Cole? Okay. We have a special night tonight because I've been checking the P.O. box. We have a P.O. box for the Stevie Wiebe Show.
Uh-huh.
I've checked quite a few times and it's been an empty mailbox, but I checked the other day and we had some mail.
Wow.
And I would like for you to open it. Can you do that? How about we have it right here? You open it and I'm going to turn my back and I'm going to guess whatever it is, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So which one are you opening first? The one with the art?
Yeah, I'm going to open the art one first.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Want me to hold the mic while you...
Yeah, okay. George, how's the audio? Is the audio coming in?
Oh, well.
Okay. So I'm going to guess that the first package is a bunch of cool art stickers. Like I'm guessing it might be like skull art stickers or maybe colorful art stickers. And
the camera.
And my second guess is maybe like just cool vintage like postcards of like nature scenes. Okay. And my third guess is just his personalized drawings and art. In let me just say black and white, charcoal, either pencil or black pen. So those are my three guesses.
So Liz, how do you do?
The third guess was correct. I mean,
what?
Yeah, there are some drawings. Wait, 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 wait,
okay.
wait, wait, wait,
wait. Oh shit! What?
George. Yeah.
So there aren't any skull stickers. Okay. Or like picturesque landscape postcards. But there are cool drawings.
Now, can you read? Is there a letter?
There is a letter.
How about you read it out loud? And I want to put up this beautiful art to the camera.
There are these guys.
Oh my God, it's the ginger beer you're drinking.
Oh my God.
How weird is that? Look what you're drinking.
It's crazy.
No, look at the label.
Is it staged?
It's not staged. Look at, you're drinking what the stand is holding. Wow, that's so weird. Are you getting that, George?
Yeah.
So it's Stan the monkey holding the thing you're drinking. Thank you so much. I'm putting all this stuff up tonight later.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Yeah. All right, and these guys.
Okay.
These little buddies.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's really good at art, huh?
Yeah.
I like his style.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know who this is, it's... what's his name? Max.
Max.
His name's Max Ward. So thank you so much. Shout out to Max Ward. W-A-R-D. Okay, I'm ready for the letter. Let me just close my eyes and just work.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Steve, I enjoy your work and find you delightfully creative. Ooh. Here is a drawing of Stan with one of your ginger beers. I've included some prints for you too. Maybe little Ray will like all of the country musicians and dancers. Hope you enjoy them. Check out more stuff on my Instagram if you want. At Maxwell Ward. Keep it up, Max. P.S. George and Bryce are doing a fine job too. Wow, it's very encouraging.
God, yeah. Thank you so much, Max.
Cool,
oh my
PMA
God, I felt that in my
thing.
Heart, brother. Thank you so much. I'm putting... I'm putting all this stuff up, okay? So, Max, thank you so much. We got to hook him up, maybe put him on a Patreon, maybe give him a copy of the Little Ray songs or something, right?
Yeah, let's
do you think something. It does? So, Max, we have you in mind. So, is there another one, too? Or
is... There is, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is fun, so I'm going to guess again.
All right, okay.
I'm going to guess again. Okay.
All right, what do you think this one is, Steve?
Okay, this one definitely is a colored print of something. It's going to be very colorful. I think it's made... Oh, you know what? I'm going to just throw this out there. It's a color print of Cole the Troll. Or my second guess, it's maybe a drawing of Little Ray. And my third guess is stickers.
Keep going, Steve. Keep going.
Did I already say postcards? Postcards... I would love, you know what I wish, this is wishful thinking, but I wish it was grip tape, skateboarding grip tape. Okay, should I keep going or what? Am I close? Is it in the ballpark?
No.
What's going on?
No.
No, I'm not even close?
No.
Okay, so I give up.
All right. Oh. It's like the opposite of colorful.
Oh,
beautiful.
Oh my God,
but
who
there's
did
this
that?
Like,
someone drew a picture. That is awesome.
Dim Sparks.
Okay, can you read that one too while I hold it up? So
yeah,
Dim Sparks?
Yeah.
Dim Sparks, I freaking love it. Look at that shit, George.
I saw that on Instagram.
How cool is that?
Send it. That's awesome.
Oh, he already said that? Well, thank you so much. All this is going up. Okay. Close my eyes again.
You ready? Yeah. Okay. Your eyes closed? Okay. Hi, Stevie Weeby. I am a huge fan from the North Country SD? That's, I mean, South Dakota.
Oh, San Diego, I think.
Or, really? Because that's South.
SD? Okay, South. What is it, George? I don't know.
North County. For sure. I've been a fan since the DVD ASA.
Shout out to DVD ASA all day. Okay.
Thank you for all the laughs and crazy stories.
Okay.
You and the Tiger Belly crew have helped me put a smile on my face in the darkest of times. Wow, that's beautiful. Wow. You guys are the best, and I appreciate all the great content. I hope you like the illustration.
I love the illustration. I freaking love it. It's going up on the wall, buddy. Keep going.
And I send you... And I send you and the podcast nothing but love and good vibes.
Wow. I like how this episode is starting off.
Yeah, it's really positive.
What do you think, Jinx? Liz? It's really touching my heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because today someone said that I look like a person that would abuse children.
Whoa.
So I didn't really like that comment.
Just like, what, and what just, was the context?
Just on YouTube. On YouTube, it hurt me.
Oh, okay.
It really hurt me.
Okay.
Because I'm going to put this out there. I love children and I love animals, okay? And I'll just leave it at that. Thanks for coming. You feel like really comfortable. Are you feeling chill?
I'm feeling great.
You're from Texas, right?
Yeah.
I love that you're from Texas.
Yeah.
Because that's
for a second I thought you were going to say, I love Texas. And I was going to be like, whoa.
Oh, you don't love Texas?
People don't normally say that.
Oh.
Here. I love Texas. Mm-hmm. I love parts of Texas. I have a love. It's complicated.
Right.
Yeah.
So were you born and raised in Texas?
Yeah.
Wow.
Texas born, Texas bred. When I die, I'll be Texas dead.
What city?
Well, like my parents are separated, so I grew up in between two cities.
Oh wow.
In the like sort of Dallas Fort Worth area, but like about an hour south.
Wow. Now, do people do this in Texas?
Yeah. They do, yeah.
Because I'm highly addicted to Grizzly Chew.
Whoa, that's cool. Yeah, my dad was like really into that. He would always have like
your
cups.
Dad did this too?
Yeah.
What did
I always think it's like really cool when there's like a like in the back pocket of like Wrangler jeans. Where there's like a circle.
Yeah.
It's like a really, it's like a cowboy thing. It's very sexy. Yeah.
I'm gonna start doing that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Tomorrow I'm gonna do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
And walk around.
A few years from now.
Oh, it has to make the indent.
It's a panty dropper, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So women in Texas accept this.
Yeah, Mm-hmm.
Because I don't even spit it out at this point.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's...
Was that a different level, or...?
That's...
Okay, because changed your attitude towards that. So that's not acceptable.
That's pretty advanced, I would say.
He's came back up now.
Yeah.
These are like way up. Yeah, I can
taste
them.
They're like crazy glued on the skin at this point. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have brought that up.
But yeah.
But I'm honest, so I just wanted to put it out there.
I actually had snus for the first time recently.
No, can you... describe to the viewers what snooze is. I'm pretty in the fog too.
Okay, snooze. I had a friend visiting from Sweden, and it's like a pouch that's filled with like a tobacco or like a powder or some sort of like finely ground thing that has like substance that has nicotine in it.
Yummy.
And you put it in your lip, and then you have that cool little like this thing.
Mm-hmm. I got it right here.
Yeah, it's cool. I think it's cool. I think it's really cool. Cool aesthetic. And then you can swallow it because it's not like loose granules. It's like,
oh my!
You're supposed to swallow stuff?
Yeah, but because it's contained in a pouch. So like you really just, it's almost like a tea bag that's like steeping, like you're steeping in your spit. Yeah.
I'm a fan. Where could I get me some of this stuff?
I think it's pretty readily available, but apparently in Sweden it's really common and they put it in their top lip instead of their bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
On their top?
Yeah.
Have you heard of this, George?
Oh, I've tried it. I can't stand it for some reason.
I love it. It burns a little bit and it hits you like at once. It's not like a cigarette where like, it's like a mounting like buzz.
Yeah.
It like gets really intense really quickly and it's great. It's really.
Do you know any of brands great. Of the snooze, the stuff you're talking about?
Snooze? I don't know. It's just
so if
like
there's any snooze
maybe
companies
that's a
out
brand.
There, you know, we could use a sponsorship here on this TV Weeby show. So not only, I'm just going to put things out there.
Yeah.
So if Grizzly, if you're listening, you know, I've been spending a lot of dough on these, so we could use a Grizzly Chew sponsor. So I'll just leave it at that, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to give an Amazon affiliation link, do I?
No.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Mm.
Now, the thing about you that's very interesting also is you were on an MTV show, weren't you?
Yeah.
And what the name of it was?
It was My Life as Liz.
You believe this shit? It's crazy, dude. Now, weird. How the hell did you, what? How did you get this show?
You know, it's so funny because that's like the first question that everybody asks. Everyone, like anyone that finds out, that's like their immediate reaction.
Oh.
So I've told this story a lot of times.
Okay, so hold up. I'm going to tell it. Okay.
I'm going to tell it.
Okay.
So I was in a broadcast journalism class.
In high school. Senior year?
Junior year.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we would get extra credit. My teacher for the class, she was like looking on forums, and she saw that MTV had like a call, not like a casting call, maybe like a casting call, but they were asking different people from broadcast journalism programs to like send in tapes. And I still remember it like it was yesterday, and like remember being like, nothing's going to come from this. This is so like, what are the chances? Like, so it's still, I still have low. like such a visceral, like memory of that feeling of being like, this will never happen. It mm-hmm. still feels so surreal. And we sent in a tape. I sent in a tape just to get extra credit because I didn't do any work in that class. I basically like conned my way through high school.
You did?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know what my GPA was, but I feel like it was like point something.
It was
like,
a point,
yeah. Like it was wild. I don't know how I passed any of my classes. I literally conned my way through. I like charmed a teacher into like, yeah. It's like not through hard work and dedication, which now I go to school now. And like now I actually
now you take it seriously.
I do the work. I show up and I read the readings. Yeah. And then like shockingly, I know the material and I make good grades. It's like this is a whole new revelation that
I've
had.
So why in high school were you actually smoking pot or something?
Yeah, I was smoking things.
You're smoking things?
Lots of kinds of things.
So marijuana?
Marijuana.
What else?
Well, you know what? I didn't really like marijuana until I got into college.
Right.
I had sort of like a reverse gateway situation. My gateway drug was Corzine and cough and cold.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
To this day, best high I've ever had.
What did it feel like?
I remember me and my friends would, I was like such a good kid up until that point that I could like have friends over. Like I had a total helicopter mom that like would not let me go anywhere.
Your mom?
Yeah. So okay. I would have like, I was like locked in the house. Like I like all the windows and doors would like beep when you open them.
What the, your mom put the security system like that?
Well, cause she caught me like sneaking out once, but then I discovered that the way those beep, listen up kids. There are two magnets. One's glued into the window and one's glued into the base of the window. And when those magnets separate, that's when it beeps. You can just take a simple screwdriver and you can just take the magnet in the like window out.
Wow.
And your parents probably don't know how that works. They probably paid some guy to come in and install it. So you can just take that off. And then when they're looking at the system, they'll be like, oh, it says this window is open.
George, do you know about this system?
No, I haven't.
You learn something every day. I love what you're talking about.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Did you go? So, what was the name of the high school?
Burleson High School. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, we sent in a tape.
Yeah.
We sent in a tape.
Who's we?
Like my broadcast journalism class. Because essentially, I think the initial concept was there was this show on MTV that nobody remembers about like a newspaper, like a school newspaper. There was like drama within the ranks of this, like these nerdy school paper kids.
Cool.
And they were like, we want to do a sequel, but like with a twist. Instead of like writing, it's going to be video broadcast journalism, regular journalism. So we sent it in, they came in and they interviewed like people in my class.
And you're one of the people.
I was like pretty manic and wild as a teenager.
Oh, so you
and
weren't
so
just,
I think they were like this one, we're gonna make a lot of money off of this one. She's a wild card.
What the hell? So they chose you.
Yeah, they just kept interviewing me and then I noticed they weren't interviewing other kids as much. And then up until the show aired, like most of the people on the show thought that it was like about the broadcast journalism class, but it was
about you,
your
high school experience,
my like maladjusted, like inept, like social ineptness.
Wow. Now, what year did this take place? The show, when what year did it air?
It's like 2009 or 2010, maybe. I don't. Wow. Because I graduated in 2009, and they started shooting the pilot when I was a junior, so I was like 16 or 17.
So they were at your school. There's a camera crew at your school.
Yeah, but they were. There was like sort of weird regulatory stuff that kept them from being able to just like follow me around in classes because it would like, you know, impede other people's ability to learn because there would be like a bunch of like,
yeah, pretty distracting for them.
And it's, you know, they would have to like redo scenes and stuff, like redo takes and get it from different angles and stuff, which is like common practice within reality TV. Just, you know,
there's a thing I did look something up. Did you sing a Band of Horses song?
Yeah.
Dude, that was awesome, man.
Oh my God. I was so nervous and scared.
That band's cool.
Yeah, that band is so cool.
So, because that looked that like when I saw that, I felt like I was watching a concert.
Oh,
do people bring that up?
People do bring, there are like a few things when it comes to the show. People who have watched the show bring up, they always ask what happened between me and Bryson. Like, I still get that.
That's your best friend? That was your best friend?
That was the love interest.
Okay.
Who was actually my best friend. Oh. I don't know if I'm like legally bound to not say that. I don't know if I'm like legally allowed to like.
Oh, we could edit. Break the news. We can always edit things out here. Yeah.
But yeah, he was just like my best friend. Uh-huh. But the thing with reality TV is they are sort of trying to create story arcs, but mm-hmm. they can't just write it and then ask you to act it. You know, they want like a natural reaction. So they sort of like develop the and manipulate these story arcs through like, you know, sort of manipulating you in a way.
Whoa.
So
like, give us an example of that.
Like, so like
your experience.
Well, like I really wanted to be able to choose who my prom date was going to be. And they didn't get back to me on it to the, so late that like, everybody had already had prom dates, so they were like, you should ask this person to prom, like, why not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was this guy Bryson who was my best friend, but like slowly through like you know, sort of pretending on the show, like, you know, acting out this idea of us having some sort of romantic connection, I sort of there's like this weird psychological thing happening where I was Whoa. Like, maybe, why not? And like,
I
got
heart?
Balloons
Uh-oh.
And stuff, or yeah, I was gonna ask him to prom, and they were like, yeah, definitely, this is a great idea. I was like, okay, maybe I'll go to prom with Bryson. And then I remember asking him to prom, and there were like a bunch of cameras because this was like a big scene
on
the show. Like, they had sort of these ideas for story arcs based on the dynamics within the group, and like, you know, the friends in the show were really my friends, like stuff like that was all real. Mm-hmm. The only thing that was like pretty fabricated but then began to sort of become sort of real was the romance thing. And
with Bryson. That was real?
Well, there were moments where, like, you know, I started to sort of be like, after acting that way, like, you know, we even like tried to hook up once, I think.
Whoa.
I think
off camera?
Off camera, we like got really
easy
drunk.
There, easy, take it easy there, buddy. Let her do her thing.
We got really drunk at a party. And then I don't remember if
what
we left.
What kind of drinks were you drinking?
We were drinking
then?
Steel Reserve.
What, the beer, the silver like, can?
The yeah, 40s. We were drinking 40s of Steel Reserve.
Ooh, yeah. Rugged.
Yeah. I think it was like 18 or 19. It was like while the first season was airing or something. And I don't remember if we got kicked out of the party or what, because I remember us being so drunk that like we threw one of the 40s in the driveway and like drove off.
It broke.
It like shattered. I don't remember if we threw it or we dropped it actually, and then we're just like so embarrassed that we like drove away. But anyways, we were really drunk and I had to go pee really bad, and I was just, my life was so unmanageable, and I was so like such a feral child and not prepared to have my own apartment or be out in the real world yet.
Yeah.
And I had an apartment and I lost my keys, and I forgot that my roommate was out of town, and I was like banging on the door, and I was getting like really mad at her. She wasn't there, but I was like screaming at her.
How wasted
to
were
open
you?
The door? So wasted. Okay. So because I had to go pee so bad because I was drinking all these Steel Reserve 40s because they were cheap and you know $2? Got the job done right.
I remember that.
So then I just remember being like, I'm gonna pee my pants, and then I remember just like squatting and not taking my pants off and then just like looking at him.
And you peed.
And then I peed and I remember him kind of looking down and then just seeing like it was like on gray cement. There was a balcony outside of and I remember him seeing like this portion of the cement like sort of get darker and darker and like get closer to him and being like, "You're peeing." Wow. I was like, yeah. And then I was gonna, I didn't have access to get the pee off of my body.
Uh-oh.
So I just like fully clothed, jumped into, I was in a really gross apartment complex. I think it was called like Centennial Apartments or something stupid.
Okay.
And I went into the hot tub with my pee clothes.
Really?
Which is pretty good pragmatic, I think, honestly. Yeah. If you don't have access to anything else.
Yeah, what did Bryson do during all this?
Bryson got in the hot tub and then we like kissed. And that's like when we started.
Oh, easy there, George. Take it easy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that was like probably the realest manifestation of like this like fake romance. And then we tried to go back to the party because we didn't have anywhere to sleep because I was locked out of my apartment. And I think we pulled into like a church parking lot and like tried to hook up, but like it didn't work out because we were both so drunk.
Oh, it's like the scene in 16 Candles.
Is it?
Oh, kind of like when they ended up in the church parking lot.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah.
So do you
see, my life really is a like teenage movie cliche. Yeah. That's so not like, scripted.
How did your life change before than after the show? Like, did people start recognizing you on the street? Like, oh my God, you're
like, yeah.
How was it adjusting to that?
It was really weird because I mean, being a teenager is already really difficult,
right?
And like, you already have like a weird ego, especially like the like self-esteem generation, you know, where they're just like, you get a gold star, you're like second to last place, but here's your like participation ribbon, you know, like this whole like sort of concerted effort to like build everyone's self-esteem, which I think just like sort of bred a bunch of like egomaniacal.
Yeah. Do you remember
millennials?
Do you remember your first experience of like being recognized for being on the show?
I don't remember my first experience, but I remember going to like this MTV showcase where it was like all the new shows.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I remember being there. Like, it wasn't the first time I had been noticed, but it was like the first time I gained access to this world that was so far from, like, you know, growing up in like a suburban rural town in Texas, you're just like, best case scenario, I get like a day job, like, and right, like a small apartment and like have kids and settle down. There's nothing wrong with that. That's rad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, the contrast of that sort of expectation to like what was happening as like a teenager was so crazy.
Yeah,
I was like standing next to Snooki and all of them, and it was like this period where like, you know, reality TV, especially with Jersey Shore, was this like this cultural phenomenon.
It
was like they were making better numbers than like the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah, crazy.
And like I remember shooting, we shot like a promo for the new season. I was like with all these like, you know, to like I wasn't like with like Leonardo DiCaprio and like the Queen of England, but to like suburban rural Texan, it was like, wow,
that's a big deal.
Highfalutin folks, you know, like I remember that.
Now, did the kids at your school treat you any differently after the fact that you were on the show?
Did they treat you kind of
on their P's and Q's and just
I struggled with like bullying. I remember there was
someone bullying you?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear about that.
Before the show came, I had to change schools because like this girl's sister was like coming to school to like fight me because she thought that I like hooked up with her boyfriend, which I never did, and like sort of turned my whole group of friends like against me. And you know.
She physically assaulted you?
They would threaten me, and I would have to eat lunch in my teacher's classroom.
Wow,
and like,
man.
And there was this rumor that went around that I had AIDS.
Why would anyone start that rumor?
Which,
that's kind of weird.
Which sounds funny now, but like people genuinely believed it.
Why are you laughing,
I was like,
man?
I was like,
imagine if someone said you had AIDS, man. Come on, dude. You gotta be a little bit more mindful towards our guests, man. Jeez.
I was like 15 at the time.
She's 15 years old, man. How could you laugh?
And I would like cough. I'd like cough, and people would be like, ugh. Get it away, you know? I'm like, that's not how it works.
Allergies, man. It's allergies.
Yeah, so I changed schools. And
how big was this lady? Who is this lady?
I was 15 and her sister was like 18 and had like really long nails, and it was very scary, like very trashy girl. Which is, I mean,
she wore cowboy boots and stuff?
She didn't wear cowboy boots. It was more like less cowboy, more trailer kind of trash.
Oh, that trailer vibe, yeah.
Yeah, I vibe with cowboy trash. Cowboy, that's that's my dad's a cowboy. Like ranch hand fireman, like horse riding, real deal Marlboro Man cowboy. Yeah.
Can I see a picture of him?
Yeah.
I'm fascinated, man.
Well, now he's turned into like a biker guy.
He's a cowboy too, you know? We love cowboys on this show, don't we, Jordan? We love cowboys. I would love to see your father. And he had the Wrangler jeans and the whole thing?
Yeah, like cowboy hat, horse. God. I had a horse.
Can you come on this show? Can I interview your father?
Well, now he's
Now I'm like I'm starting to, you know, the wheels are turning. I'm like, I want a cowboy on this show.
Well, now he's like a biker
it's
guy.
It's okay.
This is him when he was really young.
Oh, my God.
Real deal cowboy guy.
I need that guy. Can you show George? You don't have to show the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, we need him here, dude. We need your father. We definitely need him.
He's wild.
Oh, my God. Where did he get that hat?
He has, like, a camo beanbag.
Look at the camo beanbag.
He has, like, a room in his double wide that has nothing but a camo beanbag in it.
Can I see his face again? He's a handsome man.
Yeah, well, that was him when he was younger. That was him when he was younger. Now he's a biker guy.
That's all good. He probably looks even better.
Let's see.
Yeah.
This is him now. He's really tatted.
Oh, he's so cool. Look how cool her dad is, man. We gotta get him on this TV show.
Oh, yeah. The real deal.
Oh,
yeah, he's
God.
Real deal.
He's the real deal.
Yeah, he's in like a crazy, I guess biker gang is like not what you're supposed to say. Oh.
Well, he's in a bike. Wait, hold on.
MC. It's MC. It's a motorcycle club.
He's in a motorcycle club.
Yeah.
The Mongols?
No.
Okay. That's the only one that I kind of know. The Hell's Angels.
I think they're called
Mongols.
Risen Dead.
Oh, how cool is that? The Risen Dead. No, he has a jacket and everything, too?
Yeah.
Show me. I gotta see the
whole. It's got, like, a beautiful skull on it.
Yeah, I gotta see the whole
kit. He wears, like, chaps. He's very excited about his new handlebars that he got.
That's our kind of guy right there, yeah.
He got these new really tall handlebars. His name is Michael Todd Lee, but he goes by Todd.
He's a Lee.
Hey, look at how pretty he used to be with his mullet.
Oh, what a handsome guy. Look at this guy, dude. We need him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good looking.
Yeah. Where is he now?
Now he's in Texas.
Oh, we got to find him. I'm sorry. It's gonna
really
be
creepy the way you're talking
about
my dad.
We're trying to find Leslie's dad. Oh, my God. How's your relationship with him now?
It's really good, actually. Yeah, we're close. He got me, there's his jacket. Oh, Southern Heritage.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
There's like a skull with like a gun.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
I'm like,
show George.
There's
that
a rose
so
in the
cool.
gun, I think.
Look at this jacket, man.
Let me zoom in.
Can we show the camera too? Just the jacket or is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, not at all. Right. All.
Yeah, let's maybe flash it by the camera so they know what's up with the motorcycle kit. Yeah. You gonna focus in on that? Let him know the deal.
This is so weird. You're so enthusiastic about my dad.
I am. I'm so sorry.
It's yeah, okay.
You know, because
normally people aren't just like, I gotta get your dad. You know?
Oh,
like,
no, I need him. I need
surprisingly.
Him. Does he chew too?
Yeah.
He chews?
Yeah, he used to have
this
like
God,
big
gulp. He'll fit right in here. What does he chew? Copenhagen? Grizzly?
You know, Copenhagen sounds familiar, but I don't remember.
What are you laughing at, George?
That's funny.
What? Just want to know about a dad. It's no biggie.
I'm trying to... Yeah. There's like some other... I come from some wild stock.
We would love to hear some wild Texan stories, huh, George?
Yeah.
Well, my stepdad... There's my dad. Mm-hmm. I have a stepdad.
Okay.
My mom's Mexican. She's from Mexico.
Awesome.
She's an immigrant.
Awesome. My mom's immigrant too, from Seoul, Korea. Mm-hmm.
Sick. Okay. That's rad. I love it.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay.
And she married my stepdad when I was young. We were like pretty broke when I was like a little kid. Mm-hmm. And then around like third grade, she married my stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
And he had money because he like from the ground up like built this crazy plumbing business.
Your stepdad?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember like praying to have a pool. And then like a month later, I found out we were like moving in with my stepdad who had a pool and being like, God is real. And like,
wow.
Legitimately basing like a few years of like Christian faith on that.
Wow.
As if it were like some sort of phenomenon.
So you went to church?
I went to church. I was like in a youth.
Me too. You went to Hume Lake too? Okay, that was just a...
What is that?
It's a Christian... Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you say
words? No, in high school, it was a summer camp.
Oh, I went to a Christian
Hume
camp.
Lake. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went to a Christian camp called Pine Cove.
Okay.
And, like, you would do worship every night, and, like,
yeah.
the rock band
oh,
would be singing,
yeah,
like, Mercy
yeah.
Me, and you'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
You'd, like, put your hand up, and then, like, somebody else would... You'd put, like, both hands up.
Yeah. A God is awesome
what?
God, yeah.
And then like, yeah, he came from heaven above.
Yeah,
classic.
You
want to
do it?
It's a classic.
Our God
I don't want to do it.
He
I'm not going to do it.
With wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Oh my, how do you know that? How do you know that? Is this a universal song?
Yeah.
So it was whoever wrote that? Good for you.
What are some other good ones?
That's the only one that really stuck out because I remember when
there's
we did that.
There's one that's like holy,
gestures.
Holy.
Wait, go ahead. Let's go
I
ahead.
Don't
no, you got
it.
The.
Oh my!
Wait, go ahead, George. Hold up.
Say holy,
come on, dude. You can't just start
holy,
and stop.
Holy. How great is God? Something I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
There's another one. I can only imagine. Do you remember I can only imagine? I can only imagine.
Oh, go ahead. Do it. Keep going.
I don't remember. And I find myself something in the sun.
What the hell?
I can only imagine. What my eyes will see.
Whoa.
When I'm standing
next
in
to
your
Jesus.
Glory.
In your glory.
Surrounded by your presence.
Keep
to
going.
My knees will I fall. Will I have something for you, Jesus?
Yep.
Oh, so
keep
I'll be
going.
Able to speak at all.
Oh.
I can only imagine. Mercy me, baby. It's a banger.
I hope we don't go to hell because of this. No, you're not religious anymore, though, are you? Because I don't believe it.
I don't.
I'm out of that.
I don't believe. Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
Love gays.
Yeah.
Dabbled myself.
Yeah. Come on.
Might be gay. I don't know. Yeah. Why not?
So do you want to talk about, and you're sober, too.
I am sober, yeah.
Because I'm sober, too.
That's so sick. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, can you maybe just tell us when you had that moment of clarity of when you woke up and like, you know what? I don't want to live this way. I want to change my life to a more positive. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I went through like a pretty bad breakup. And I just like didn't have like coping skills outside of like, you know, destructive behavior like drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I like somehow ended up getting semi-regular DJ work, even though, like, I do not know how to DJ, and I would just, like, press buttons. They'd be like, here's $1,000.
You're DJing?
I don't want to claim the moniker of DJ, because I had other DJ friends who were, like, actual DJs who were, pressing buttons, and it was, like, complicated.
Yeah.
And I would just, like, press a button and, like, dance.
Yeah.
Like, I have the power.
So what kind of music? Was it, like, house music, or...?
I wish it was house music. I think it was like mostly like trap, like kind of like mad decent. Like,
oh wow, drum and bass.
No, I wish that's way cooler.
Yeah. It was trap then.
Yeah, it was like trap, cool, EDM dude. Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I would play it at like gigs. After hours spots, you know, where everybody would be doing drugs until like 4 a.m. Yeah. 5 a.m.
Were you doing it too?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What kinds of things were you doing?
I really got into cocaine.
Okay. Yeah. Because you could drink more beers. Huh?
Very glamorous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I really loved Four Loko, and it turns out like cocaine and beer is kind of like a Four Loko experience.
Oh, hell yeah.
But more expensive, and it's not great.
So people were just offering you lines and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I can be pretty charming when I need free drugs, so.
Right. So you just get free coke and.
Yeah.
And so then when did you decide, like, you know what? I'm done with it.
When I don't know, I just like sort of alienated myself from like.
You're a hermit?
Yeah, I I don't know if I was a hermit, but like I could be around people and not really know how to connect. You know what I mean?
That's so hard to believe though, because you're so personable.
Well, because people change.
Right.
And I think that's like a really important perspective to have, that like people can change, because I did.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that's like a nice, hopeful, like belief to have, that people change, and I did.
How positive
it took like
is
a
that?
Lot of work, but
it's great,
you know?
Isn't it, George?
Yeah.
So, how old were you when you got sober?
Sorry.
I'm gonna have a cookie too.
Really good.
It's tradition to chew into the mic. So,
okay.
I'll do a little promotional thing since we're eating.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Trader Joe's crispy, crunchy oatmeal raisin cookies. You can get these at your local Trader Joe's. Are these on Amazon?
I don't think so.
Then I'm just giving a free promotional shout out to these raisin cookies.
Great. Good stuff.
You mentioned you had a crazy LSD, because I talked to you on the phone today. You had an LSD experience with Eric Andre.
Well, yeah, I went on this camping trip.
When was this?
This is probably about like 4 years ago, maybe.
Did you know him? Was this before he had his show?
He was friends with my ex-boyfriend.
Whoa.
Well, he was my boyfriend at the time.
Wow.
This guy, Eric Wareheim.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on this, like, camping trip.
Where?
I think it was the Kern River.
Where is that located? Do you know where that is, George?
Yeah.
I don't really know where anything exists spatially.
I've been fishing up there. I think it might be near Bakersfield, but it runs from Lone Pine area. Like, it's the Kern, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
No idea. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know what those words mean.
Yeah.
That sounds right, I guess.
His glory.
There's got to be another one that we both know.
No, I only know the God one, really. I think I just blocked all that out.
Yeah, me too.
So you were on a camping trip.
Oh, yeah. And we did shrooms. And we all laid on this rock. And we all had this, like, simultaneous hallucinogenic experience.
Collectively?
Where we saw the stars as if they were reflected on water. So they were, like, the sky was, like, rippling. I also went to the bathroom, if you've been camping, and there's a bathroom. It's not really a bathroom. It's, like, a hole. And you sit on this, like, seat in, like, a wooden thing. And then there's, like, this deep pit filled with human shit.
Yeah. I had that in Korea.
And I had taken shrooms, and I had like a light, like a headlamp, and it was really dark in there. And for some reason, like when you're on shrooms, you're just like, I can do whatever. Nothing bad is going to happen. I'm so connected to everything. We're all one. Like anything that happens is fine, which is like a kind of cool mindset I'm trying to embody now, like that I'm sober. But I was like, I'm just going to look in there. And
the poo hole.
I looked into the poo hole.
Mm-hmm.
And it was vast.
It was like a poo monster.
There wasn't a poo monster, but it was like probably about four to six feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just such a, like so much space down there. Like seriously, the pit was huge and it was just such a crazy mosaic of colors. Like
it was
tan
brown.
To it was green. Brown. It was just like many different shades of brown. Like,
oh my God.
And
the light was reflecting in there.
The light was looking.
Oh my detailed
God. Image of this, like.
So you saw the lumps of poo. Poo
pit.
Mountains.
Yeah.
And you're tripping.
And I was on shrooms,
jeez.
And like things, you know, were moving. I remember in that same trip, I was like
in the poo hole. Jeez, Louise.
And I remember in that same trip, I was like stepping in sand and the sand was like a sea of ants, but like I wasn't upset about it.
Wow.
I was just like, cool, nature is wild.
Do you know that there's old Korean folklore horror haunted stories about those
poo holes?
Yeah, there's
my God,
there are ghost stories of like a girl falling and drowning in the poo.
Oh my God, and then she comes
and
out.
Then she comes
is that
back
like Grudge
as a,
style?
Like the ring.
Uh-huh.
She comes back like to haunt people.
That's from the poo
hole? These are Korean like folklore, like horror stories.
Whoa.
My mom used to tell me those.
Wow,
yeah,
that's fucked
know,
up.
Scary.
In
How,
Mexico?
That's the worst way to die is to drown in shit.
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty bad way to go.
I wouldn't want, that would be the worst way to die.
Yeah.
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 To
yes.
drown in poo.
That's pretty
I'd rather get
bad.
Buried
yeah.
alive.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's that movie, Serpent in the Rainbow? Where they're like,
oh, yeah, here comes a zombie.
Yeah, where they're trapped in the coffin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, the in Mexico, they have cocuy, which
is all about.
Is like a scary. I was just thinking about how your mom told you
yeah,
about
scary.
The poo monster.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is so fucked up. That's like borderline abuse. But then I remembered that my grandmother and often Mexican matriarchs have the cocuy, which I say it right now and I want to like lift my legs up because I'm like,
cocuy?
Don't want it to get me.
Say it one more time.
Cocuy.
The cocuy.
They say it like that. They're like, cocuy. Cocuy's going to get you. And
now,
I remember.
What does this thing look like?
I don't know. That's what's scary is because it's this big ambiguous thing. So your brain sort of creates like this like Frankenstein of all your worst fears and attributes. And
wow.
like, and I don't, I remember being scared of cocuy. Like if you're like walking down a hallway in your house and it's like dark behind you and you're like, start running really fast. Cause you're like, cocuy's there. Cause cocuy lives in the dark.
Oh,
and essentially
no.
the reason why cocuy lives in the dark is so you're, like whoever's taking care of you can see you where you are and you don't go into rooms where they can't like see you and like worry about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like this device. I remember her. I remember seeing my grandmother. I remember as a teenager, sort of it clicking what the cocuy was when my grandmother, my cousin Eva was going into this guest room and my grandmother was in this other room. She's like, oh, come back, come back. Cuckoo's in there. And then
oh,
Eva
right.
being like, ah! Like, and I was like, holy shit, this is like a weird manipulative
like.
Thing. I don't even want to think about it. We can't even talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So you've never been haunted by it, though, have you?
I don't
like,
think
so. Like, has the cuckoo been in your room or like in the closet or something?
That's another thing. When I was on drugs, I was really scared of like ghosts and demons and stuff.
Oh, me too. Well, you know, my house was haunted in San Diego there.
Was it really
yeah,
though?
It was,
or was
yeah,
it like
no, it
crack
was
haunted?
Really, no, it was really like, I mentioned, did I tell you the story on a previous episode? Or I heard the whispers. I heard like whispers,
stop.
And then they were holding me down. I couldn't move. And this
no,
is I had
this
no
is
I had Bible
paralysis.
Verses. No, no,
this
no,
is sleep
no.
paralysis.
No, I had Bible verses everywhere, and they were holding
this
me down.
This is like sleep apnea. This is like a thing. This is a medical thing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all the other family members in the household, they concurred.
It?
Oh, yeah. My brother had to jump in the pool. My brother jumped in the goddamn swimming pool to get him off, dude. My dad had to run from the garage to his bed.
Has he never seen Poltergeist? Why would he go into a pool?
I've got documented people here that will testify. Because Poway, it's weird because I think that there was like some cowboy and Indians. I think our shit was like built on some Indian, you know, like Pet Cemetery type shit. There's some thing underneath there. I feel bad for the man who moved in there, a single man after, because, you know, we had a full
single
family.
Man.
Yeah, because we drove back years later, me and my brother. And then we did some research. Yeah, man.
Dude, I am so scared of ghosts.
What?
I am so scared of ghosts. I feel like there's good energy. I think
are there ghosts in your old house in Texas?
You know, I don't know if there were really ghosts. I mean, you know, my number one fear was aliens.
Oh, don't get me started.
Dude, Jesus. My mom, when I was in Texas recently, my mom was like, can I say the A word again? Because I guess I wouldn't let her say aliens for a long time because I was so scared.
The grays or the reptilians?
I don't even know.
Because
you're deep in it.
Well, I believe in all that stuff too.
Yeah, I think it's maybe if I want to like psychoanalyze it so that I don't have to like actually face that it could be a reality. If I want to like psychoanalyze it and be like, it's probably just this. I could say that it's like a fear of lack of control because there's no amount of technology that can save you from like lock your door or like have security. Like technology theoretically transcends any form of protection that you would have from them.
She's starting to scare me the way she's talking.
Isn't
about
that scary?
Yeah, because they're beyond visible light anyway. It's like they're like kind of you're tampering with different dimensional interdimensional forces.
Scary.
They live out beyond visible light. You can't even see them, but they could see you and fuck with you. It's a whole thing, you know. And the scary thing about it is like these archons or these reptilian forces, they live off of human fear. And then it's all interlinked, like the way that they do these sacrifices. Blood's important.
What?
They love babies' blood, like in these sacrifices, you know, these satanic sacrifices, because it's all interlinked, you know. You know what's weird? Up the street. Oh, we're going into a conspiracy podcast now. Up the street at the Jimmy Kimmel building, there's a Freemasonry saying on the top. No one ever even talks about it. It says Freemasonry was built upon the hearts of men or something crazy. And how ironic is that it's there and then you look across as the Kodak Mall and you look at all that imagery is all that reptilian. It's all that Sumerian, Egyptian, weird reptilian statues and stuff. And then on top of all that, the Oscars are held in that mall. So I feel like this huge conspiracy where they're doing satanic rituals, the Freemasonry is still well and alive, because they say there's underground caverns right like on off Hollywood Boulevard underneath the ground there. And it's a whole thing. Because I've noticed people, the craziest things I've seen are in Hollywood. Like the other night, I didn't even tell you this, I was literally going to the ATM go to CVS.
You go
to Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm a little spooked because that stuff is spooky.
Yeah, it's spooky.
But keep going.
But this lady, I was just doing a little Ray's song. I was doing, I was just kind of humming to myself. Mm-hmm. And this,
how's it go?
Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. You know, all I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. And
cute.
Then, you know,
wow,
I was just
kind of
like, practicing the songs. And then this lady, have you seen Mommy Dearest?
Is that the one where she's like, no wire hangers.
Yeah. She looked like that. This lady,
like really white face.
Yeah. She came up to me. She's like, listen, motherfucker, you quit following me, motherfucker.
Oh my God.
I fucking am sick of you. You know, like, and she got like this close to my
face.
Whoa,
scary.
And
that's
I go,
really scary.
And then I had my skateboard and I go, whoa, hold on there, lady. She goes, you get the fuck away from me or you give me money. You have fucking money on you. And I go, it was just the craziest
behavior.
Did you give
her money?
No, I was too scared.
Yeah, you shut down. I get
it. Yeah, I was too scared.
It's scary.
And then
scary.
I was at Subway around that same area one other time. And there's, it was a Mexican fella, a Latino fella. But
cool.
I think he was.
Love him.
He was, I don't know if he had a disability, but his hand was kind of messed up.
Uh-huh.
But he had his bike just set on the side there. And then out of nowhere, he just snaps. He picks up a chair and throws it in the subway. Then he picks up a table and smashes it. And then he picks up another chair. And you know where the plexiglass is, where the you put the toppings on the sandwiches? That area? Threw it. Well, it's like the topping area for the sandwich.
That's okay, yeah.
He threw it on there and it bounced off because it was plexiglass or something. But that's when this one fella told me about his theory on why people act so crazy.
So the guy that was like throwing all that stuff?
Well, this is the thing. The end result is that he feels like people are acting crazy, especially around here, because the Masonic temple's there. They practice weird shit, like satanic fucking shit, you know? Uh-huh. And that energy is circulated around this immediate area. Kodak Theater, Jimmy Kimmel Building, it's all interlinked. I don't know. It's just a conspiracy, but it's interesting because he told me that he talked to a bum who actually looked down there by the Jimmy Kimmel Building, and he like walked down and like trespassed. Mm-hmm. And he said that there was whole tunnels like down there. Like
Whoa.
He made we it all the way go. To the Egyptian.
No, next episode. Next episode.
Investigation. Let's do it.
Yeah. Come on. Paranormal Activity. You do like Blair Witch style. We'll have camcorders.
You'll do that?
I will do that. I can lockpick. I have my lockpicking kit in the truck.
Wait, maybe that is a good idea. We would need...
Well, let's not show the lockpicking us.
I don't lockpick. What is that?
So you would want to do an investigative thing where we actually try to find the tunnels, the Freemasons Illuminati tunnels?
Yeah.
Where they do these rituals? I just got scared.
You sound scared. Yeah. I heard it. Voice got really small.
Yeah. We'll see what the viewers think, too, maybe. We'll kind of get back to everyone on that one, yeah?
It's interesting.
That would be interesting. Could we do that with a GoPro, maybe? Or?
Sure, yeah. I'll do it.
George, you would be...
Absolutely.
You would want to do this.
Yeah. Sounds exciting.
To trespass into past the Jimmy Kimmel thing down.
I'm not trespassing so much. I just, we'd start filming after we're
exploring, you know? It's like, what is this? I didn't know this was private property.
Okay, so you said it. She's got to come back and we're going to do an investigation on the Freemasonry temple there at the Jimmy Kimmel Building. But it's going to be,
spooky.
We would need knives or.
I got knives.
Oh, from Texas?
Sure, yeah.
You
can get knives anywhere, really. Knives
you
everywhere.
You got guns too, or what's the deal?
I don't have guns, but I like shooting guns. Yeah, I know.
You do?
It's embarrassing.
You go to the range?
Yeah, I go to LA Gun Club.
What?
Yeah.
What do you shoot, like 38s, Magnum?
There's this one revolver that I really like. It's really heavy. I'm actually pretty good at shooting guns. I mean, my aim ends up a little bit to the left because my finger is so small that I have to reach around to pull the trigger and it like turns the barrel. But
I just got spooked though, just like thinking of this idea. You might have to bring your gun.
I don't have a gun.
Oh, okay. But we might need one, George.
Yeah, let's just get a gun and see what happens.
Just get a gun and go to the Kodak Theater with
Yeah, this sounds like fun.
That sounds like a plan.
It's a nice Friday afternoon.
How we doing on time? We doing good,
get a
buddy?
Gun, get some knives.
We're great on time.
Okay, how are we looking?
40? Episode yet.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
One,
wait,
two, and three.
Cool.
Boom. Wipe it out. Okay, so thanks for coming. We're going to give some shout-outs now, yeah?
Okay,
because there's all these gracious people out there in the YouTube world. I got to give some thank yous. 5,000 subscribers, so give it up to that. And we have to thank you, YouTube, for making that happen. I didn't think that was beyond my goal. I thought we'd get a couple hundred, but we managed to get 5,000 subscribers. So thanks for your support. I got to thank Tom Salisbury. He donated $100 to the show. So give it up. Got to give a shout out to Tania Esquire and Arthur Pikachu. They're the two people that signed up for my Patreon. So give it up for those two. A little side note, we're still working on the Patreon, so I'm just trying, I might get some stickers made. I want to kind of make it worthwhile so we could give you something good, like cool stickers, maybe some shirts, not just like these digital prints. So we're working on that, right, George?
Yeah.
Another thank you for to Max Ward, and a thank you to the this week, someone actually submitted a beat, and his name's Alan Maldonado, so you'll be hearing that a little later. And my girlfriend, Ilani Faye, made the background art for tonight's episode of Little Ray's World. And let's thank Liz for coming by again. So how you feeling? I mean, that wasn't so bad, was it?
No, I'm feeling really good.
Cool.
Did you have fun? I had fun.
Okay.
We cut it off right before I was going to start going into
back?
Some weird some deep.
So you,
sex
might,
blood
we're gonna
stuff.
We're going to have to have her back then. Keep that in mind and make sure you bring your gun next time.
Well, it's actually going to be relevant.
What do you mean?
Because,
what do you mean?
Because you were talking about how they like blood sacrifices aliens.
Oh, yeah. They do. They love the blood.
And I just wrote a paper on menstruation for my sex and death biology class.
Oh, yeah. That's linked in there, too. Go ahead. Keep going on that.
So, and it's I talk about Mesoamerican bloodletting.
Oh, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is an interesting practice. I can save it.
So that's for the next Liz Lee episode. Thanks for watching. Thanks for all the support. 5,000 subscribers. And when are we going to do the shirts? Later down the line?
I wait to promise until I know it's going to... It's me that has to do the work. So, yeah, we'll do it later.
Okay.
We'll do it later.
Yeah, I want to help you, too, though.
Yeah,
you know
we'll
what I mean?
We'll do it.
Okay. You can bring the silk... You can bring the screen print here.
After this is up.
A month after this is up. Okay. Thank you, Liz. That was very, very fun. So there's a guy named Raymond, Little Ray, who's stuck in this alternate reality, this cowboy who's trapped, and I think we got to see what's up with him now. Welcome to Little Ray's World Show. Say his kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens and dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls. Welcome to Little Ray's World. The horse, man. I feel bad for him, you know? His name is Morse, he's a horse of sorts. He once was a man, oh damn, his life was forced to end real quick at a ski resort. Fell down a cliff to his death, of course. Morse LaPorte was his name for short. He drove a Porsche and drank beer on his porch. Now he's a corpse transformed to a horse. Once built a tree fort for his kids like a dork. They felt remorse when their folks got divorced. They threw some seashells back into the shore. Now daddy's Mr. Red on the Vetebast report. Soul got extorted and his spirit got scorched. Poor Morse was forced into life support. On the other side was a life transport. At the crossroads saw a demon with fork and pointed at Morse like a piece of little pork. He's Morse the horse, don't need to retort. Morse the horse needs a jockey for sport. Morse the horse misses drinking a quart. Now I'm thinking of course for Morse the horse. For Morse the horse. Morse the horse, man. Morse the horse. Morse the horse. He's Morse the horse. Morse the horse, man. He's Morse the horse, man.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.